Okay, I want to thank two sponsors this week after week, Baruch Hashem, Rabin Rachmani, the family, Zeche Nishmas, his father, Avinoam Ben Chaim, Bura, Darchi Avinoam, and Menachem Levitz, the schus of the Kedusha of his sons, Shimon, Yehuda, and Shmuel. They should go on the right, in the way, in the right path, and Menachem has also been, has pledged a beautiful, beautiful amount of money to keep the shiurim going and to be mechazik all of us. And we should have only simcha, nachas, and bracha.
Amen.
Okay, we're on page hey. You should also have vav. We're going to be moving over to vav in a minute or two. I think you got that last week. You should have that. Learning this very great yisod that is one of the siddes of the world of Rabbi Shimon Vayichai, of the world of Rabbi Shimon. And I was talking a little bit about yesterday, you know, that Shimon Vayichai is the gematria mechai mesa. And when a person believes in this sod that Ramatl is talking about, which is discussed very much in the Sfarim, especially in the Ishbetz Sfarim, Sichas Haran, Breslov's Sfarim, then it gives tremendous ischaskas to be able to move forward and to not look back in the wrong way. So we're in the middle of the last paragraph on page hey. Let's just go, we're 2-3 sentences in, let's just read the paragraph again. Yesoid zeh nimshach chizuk gadol le'inyanei pegam habris. Let's understand this, a little bit of this yesod. A person is able to have tremendous chizuk, especially when it comes to pegam habris. Because remember what we've been learning from the beginning is that be'etzem, every single one of us is a shayma habris. Everyone is a Shema Habris. But that doesn't stim with the reality of life. That we slip, we have difficulties. So, Da'av ki isa b'zar kodesh ki kosha lachzar b'tshuv al-kach. Even though the Tzar has such strong statements, which we're going to be seeing, Mr. Shem, all of this is hachana, so we'll be able to learn those and not to fall apart, cry, and not come back to learn. So we have to prepare ourselves for learning the halachas and for seeing what the Tzar Kodesh says. Because then we'll be able to frame it in the right way and to understand it in this context, not chalila, like, you know, some bach in high school, some well-meaning or crazy person told him, you know, that you should know that there's no tshuva for you to finish and so on. Yikomakom achra hatikun. It is difficult. The tshuva, the Zohar says, is difficult. However, after the person is Isaac and the tikkunim that were revealed to us by the tzaddikim, then Hashem helps that person realize that it wasn't even a matter of his own choice. That was something that Kosh Baruch Hu was bringing him through, was putting him through. Like so many of the things that we have now at the end of time, that and not b'chlal an inyan of b'chir or b'derech ha'teva, and it's clear that Hashem is baruch milchadchila wanted it to be this way at the end of time, particularly when I get to this sugya of kedushas habris. Kimilchadchila ha'itzarach li'os kain that I davka, that was my life that Hashem put me into that matziv, and that I didn't have the b'chir that I thought I had at the time. Obviously, as we've spoken about the past 2 weeks, this is very dangerous, and a person misuses this or abuses it or tells it to a person at the wrong time or to himself in the wrong way, it could be very terrible. Can't say that it can't be misakin such a thing. And especially we see with the boys in our generation that the pagam, the way that it comes is with such an einus. Bevadei hu kein. V'lo al kach hechmiru v'yoseh b'inyin pgam zeh. And these chumras that we hear in the Zohar Kodesh and in Chazal and in Shulchan Aruch regarding this pgam is lo al kach nemru. It was not said regarding the situation that we're in right now. It was not said regarding this matzav that we're in now in Tavshin Ayin Tes, it was not said regarding this matzav. Ela afilu kasha lo hayazaz ba'onis. See, even though a person feels, I'm not in onus, nobody forced me to do this. It's not a classic case of onus al pi halacha, what it means to be an onus in halacha. Mikomakom yeshno inyan ne'elam, nevertheless, the Svarma teaching us that especially when it comes to pegamar bris, yeshno inyan ne'elam, there's something that's hidden. Hanogel pegamar bris, asher kosher lefarash lo galayis b'rabim. It's difficult to explain b'rabim. If a person did something against his own will, and it's not anything at all the b'chlal that he wanted or that he would choose, then how could you say there's no tikkun? There must be a tikkun for such a thing. The Svarim teaches us that after the person works on the tikkun and he's trying to be better, let me say that's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's one of those in Yonim that Hashem is Baruch Hu, we'll be talking about last week more, that Hashem is Baruch Hu brought into the world and brought into this person's life because of whatever he had to go through to fix things from an earlier time and to bring him to that place where he's able to feel the pain and to overcome that with tikkun that he needs to do. So Motel now says, let me explain a little bit. And Mitoch HaDvarim, just Papash, Mitoch HaDvarim will understand, why is it? What does that mean, that it's something that had to be? What does that mean? So now this is something that we already learned a little bit about. We spoke about in the past. And so it's a little bit of Chazar. But to bring us into the next chalik of where this is going. So this yisod now we discussed already. If you avur behagdim, the nimida zu, but it's important to chaz it all the time. If you avur behagdim, the hinemida zu shall shmiras habris hinemidasu shal Yosef atzadik. Asher hu haya merkava page vav. Shuhu haya merkava lebchinas tzadik yisod olam. Yosef atzadik is the merkava to bring into the world this mida of tzadik yisod olam. Voice Shalach Hashem is Baruch Hu. We'll do it very quickly since we know this. And Hashem sent Yosef Atzadik down to Mitzrayim lifnei Echov, v'chdei shuhu yachnia es klipas Mitzrayim shahayse ervas aretz. Since Yosef was created to be this midah of tzadik yisod olam tikkun habris, therefore he was sent ahead of the brothers into that place which is the anti tikkun habris, the place in the world which is Pgam Habris, which is Egypt, Mitzrayim. So Yosef HaTzadik was sent there. As you know, the Inyan of Maestri Ovis Simul Abanim doesn't just mean something historical. It means that the Ovis and the Shvatim, they were Isaac in preparing a place for us in Golas. And Yosef HaTzadik had to go down before the rest of his brothers, because otherwise his brothers would never ever have been able to go down to Mitzrayim. And Am Yisrael never would have been able to go to Mitzrayim. Yosef HaTzadik had to first be there to machnia this klipa, to fight against this klipa of Mitzrayim, shahayse ervas haaretz. And the Torah says beferish that the inyan of Mitzrayim is ervas haaretz, the nakedness of the earth, which means this pagam. B'shehu yavra nisayim binyan zay de eshes potifar, and that Yosef HaTzadik, the Torah doesn't talk to us about what life was like for Yosef over there. All we know is this one story. Otherwise it doesn't tell us about anything that he met those guys in jail, and what he told them is also connected to this. But in terms of what was going on, what was it like in the house of Potiphar, and what was going on with Yosef HaTzadik in Mitzrayim, he was there for many years, and there certainly was plenty to talk about. But we see that the Torah tells us only one ma'isa. Tells us the ma'isa of the wife of Potiphar. That's all we know. What happened with the wife of Potiphar? And this is clear that Yosef HaTzadik was sent for that purpose of the nisayon that he had with the wife of Potiphar. A good looking guy, very matzliach, very charming, very powerful person, that personality, in the home with a beautiful woman who was miserable with her husband. שיוכלו גם הם להחזיק עצמם במצרים בעניין שמירת הברית. So that in the future, a Jew would be able to contend with this Nisayin and would be able to be mechazik himself in the sugi of Shemir Zabriz. V'achein mikor kedush as Yosef, ola b'yodam shal klai yisrael, l'hachzik atzim mitzvayim b'nyin zeh. And because of Yosef HaTzadik, the Jewish people, when we came to Mitzvayim, were able to be strong in this area. We were in the Memtah Sharitumah, but as far as Harayis is concerned, we were able to contain ourselves. We were able to be strong. Even though Yaakov is so great, Uksiv Beitit and Emes Yaakov, and Yaakov's mid is the mid of Emes, of Rachamim, of Emes. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Karol Yaakov Kel, Ad Kedei Kach, that Hashem called Yaakov Kel Yisrael with his own name. For Hoya Hamuvcha Shab Avos, and he was the greatest of the Avos. I'm sure you remember we learned this, that the midah of Yaakov was not tzadik yisod olam. The called tzadik yesh lo midah mishalo, or midas yisod, you know midas yisod lo shal Yaakov. The midah of yisod is the midah of Yosef tzadik, not of Yaakov. And here, as you recall, is the chiddush. And that's why Ramatul comes back to this over and over. The chiddush here is that the midah of Yosef HaTzadik, of Tzadik Yisod Olam, was Davke, in that area which was for him the most difficult, and Davke, an area in which on his Madrega he had a Mechshol, there was a Kilkel. Right? You remember you learned that? There was a Kilkel. Something went wrong. He was created for this Tachlis of Tikkun HaBriz, of Shemiras HaBriz. He is the Mida of Tzadik Yisod Olam in the world and in all worlds. Not Yaakov Avinu, who was never Makalkal. Yaakov Avinu never ever messed up in this Inyan. Not while he was awake and not while he was asleep. L'ra carry me yamav. Yaakov Avinu is L'ra carry me yamav. But he's not the Mida of Tzadik Yisod Olam. Even though, as far as the scorecard is concerned, as far as the record is concerned, Yaakov is the winner. And Yosef was the loser. Nevertheless, the midah of tzaddik yisod olam is Yosef HaTzadik. So why is that? We spoke a little bit about that more outside. Why is that? V'hanoch hazu tzorach b'ya l'chayra, sh'ra Yaakov avinu mitoso shleima, uksiv bei, k'ychi v'reish yisayni. V'darshu chazal ki hu lo ro'a kerem yamav. That by Yaakov avinu lo ro'a kerem yamav. Never happened such an inyan. We look at the Yosef HaTzadik Matzino Shnema Boy, the Afuzo Zroya Yadav. We said the Torah is talking about that. Rashi explains this. His arms were decorated, which means that Rashi says there that his arms were covered with gold because Paro placed the ring of the Mishnah Lamelech upon his hand, so he had golden arms. Yafuzo Zroya Yadav. But Bedarshu Chazal, the Chazal saw something much deeper in that, about the hands of Yosef HaTzadik, the arms of Yosef HaTzadik. They saw something deeper, Chazal. Bedarshu Chazal, the Hainu Asher Hu Nichshal Binyan Asara Tipin. That there were 10 drops of the Zerah Kodesh, of that holy seed of Yosef HaTzadik, that slipped out from him, so to speak, between his fingers. Nichshal binyan yutipin. At that time, with the wife of Potiphar, even though he ran away, but Lamaisa, when he went to sleep that night, Yosef HaTzadik wasn't feeling good about himself. Was not feeling good about himself. First of all, especially according to the Man D'Arm and the Gemara over there in Saita, that he went with the intention of doing that aveira. There's a machlok is Rav and Shmuel. What does it mean, malachtai? So one says that he went just to go innocently. He went back to the palace, the mansion, whatever. He went back to work, to do his malachi. He didn't expect to be alone in the house with Eishes Potiphar and the whole maisa. But the other opinion holds no. He was davka waiting for a time when he knew that the coast would be clear, and there would be nobody there, so he can go back. And he went with the intention of doing the surveyor. So in the end, he ran away, but it wasn't a clean situation. It wasn't clean. Not mitzad his intention. That what was I thinking? I don't know if anybody ever had that thought over here. What was I thinking? And then afterwards, okay, I didn't destroy myself. I didn't drown in this, but I think I ruined my life. You know, I ruined my life. First of all, that perfection that he was seeking, that he felt from the time that he was a young man, the time that he was maturing, because he was the midah of tzaddik, and he felt that within him, in his kaychas, and we see that he turned away from everything when he was a child that had any smell of tumah, that's what got into trouble with his brothers, right? He was like the goody-goody. Oh, here comes Mr. Perfect, right? That's who he was. So, mitzad that, the perfection is lost, the innocence is finished, mitzad that. And how could I have even? How could I? It's not that I have an anus. According to this mahalach, he wasn't an anus. He was waiting and figuring it out, and he was looking at the schedule and watching who's coming in and who's going out, so it would be the perfect time to go and to do this maisa. So he couldn't look at himself and say, "I'm an anus." When you read in a chumash without this information, you could say, she mamish attacked him. No, she had this habit of coming after him, but now he said by the time it came to that day, he said, "All right, you know, I'm going to do it." So he went there with the intention to do it. According to this opinion, he went there with the intention to do this aveira. And even though he ran away, as all of us have done at different times in life, that we ran away from something that was crazy, that was terrible, and we were wondering what was I going to do? I almost did that. What was I going to do? I can't believe I almost did that. So Yosef HaTzadik didn't, when he said Kriyat Shema that night, he wasn't feeling good. He wasn't feeling like Tzadik Yisod Olam. He wasn't feeling like, I bring this midah of Tzadik in the world. For him, he felt that he was makalkal the whole midah of tzaddik in the world, which all creation depends upon, because that's what binds together heaven and earth, is the midah of kol b'shamayim of aretz. B'shamayim of aretz is the midah of tzaddik. Tzaddik is sod olam. And when he went to sleep that night, there's no question that he was crying bitterly and that he was banging his head against the wall, what did I do? And even in Pashtus, as this was happening, he saw that this was going to be big trouble. that this wasn't going to go, like they say now, that it wasn't going to go down good, you know, with the wife of Potiphar, what happened. She wasn't going to, this was going to be bad. There's going to be, in a second, there's going to be like, in Twitter and Facebook, big tzaddik, Yosef HaTzadik, big tzaddik. Tries to do this with his master's wife. It's gonna be all over Mitzrayim. So he wasn't saying a Kriyat Shema that night feeling good. And mikoch pagam zeh soivlam klayis ladaris ladaris and lemaisa. There was a pagam, and Chazal revealed to us that it brought upon Am Yisrael tzaras. She'inyan asar haruge malchus b'machmas pagam zeh. Chazal tells us that the Asar HaRugei Malchus, because these 10 drops, we have the Asar HaRugei Malchus. The Doris Al Gabi Doris Hutzruchu Klal Yisrael Lamal Al Tikun Pagam Zeh. And for generation after generation, Klal Yisrael is working to try to fix this Pagam. So it was a bad day. It's for sure a bad day. Because there was a Kilgal. Something got messed up, and he saw, Yosef saw that this was, I was makalkal, and this is going to bring terrible, terrible tzaras. He didn't know how, because he didn't have a family. He doesn't know what's going to be in the future, but whatever Hashem wanted to bring in the world through the Avos, to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, I was the one, Ela told us, Yaakov, Yosef, I was the one that was supposed to bring that into the world, and I botched up. And whatever's supposed to come out of all of this business of the Avos with my brothers, and the whole parish of Am Yisrael, I was now makalkal something. I defected. I brought this damage to the entire purpose of creation. That's how he went to sleep that night. Become a Goliath, or Chominet Tsaros, or Chadoima, with all kinds of Goliaths and Tsaros that are going to be in the future.
Bakde kach bo hadvarm, asher b'shoh shero Yaakov inyin zeh, as I omar chaya ro achalasu, torav torav Yosef.
That Yaakov Avinu felt with his Ruach HaKodesh, that Yosef HaTzadik had been torn to pieces. Which Chazal tells, it wasn't talking about just what the brothers said, this exonus, you know, there's a bloody thing. The Torah of Yosef, that the animal that tore him to pieces was the wife of Potiphar. And that Yosef HaTzadik has been destroyed.
And Rashi brings it, Rashi. Nitzan so by Ruach HaKodesh, that when he said that, that a wild beast has torn my son to pieces,
there was a Ruach HaKodesh of upcoming events. It was a preview of what's going to be.
Soifish it is garba eshes Potiphar.
That wild animal is the wife of Potiphar. And she's Taraf Taraf Yosef. My son's going to be torn to pieces. He's going to be destroyed by this woman. And because of this, Yaakov Avinu believed that Yosef is Ovud Lagamri. And the whole binyan of Am Yisrael, which is resting on the shoulders of Tzadik Yisrael Olam, is Ovud Lagamri. It's Fafal. So Mimela is fulfilled. So I'm going to go after my son into Gehenna, into the depths, because there's nothing anymore.
The Yosef Hayetzarach Lovel Lebchinis Tzadik Yisodol,
because Yosef was supposed to have a perfect record. That's what Yaakov Avinu understood. That Yosef was supposed to have a perfect record. Yaakov had. And this is the inner point of his existence. Is Ela told us Yaakov Yosef is Yosef, so Yosef was supposed to have a perfect record. Even though when we read Chumash and the way it looks like it was fantastic and he was successful, Vayonis Veitza Achutza, Lamaisa, they were the Asaratip.
So
the question is to them, why is Yaakov not the Tzadik Yisrael Olam upon whom all of Am Yisrael is built? Why is Yosef Tzadik Yisrael Olam, the one who was crying by Kriyat Shema? Yaakov, when he said Kriyat Shema, except when he met his dad, he was saying Kriyat Shema, they were crying when he met Yosef. But when he said Kriyat Shema, Yaakov never was crying that he felt that he did something bad. It never was in any of the Yaakov, you know, that he regretted something that he did, because he had a perfect record. So why didn't Hashem build Am Yisrael on that record of Yaakov Avinu, on the perfect record?
Yosef HaTzadik she'ir lech b'gam shekazeh hu ha'omid b'chinis tzadik yisod olam.
But rather, Yosef HaTzadik is tzadik yisod olam.
U'midah zu shel shmiras habris u'midosu she Yosef HaTzadik.
So the midah of shmiras habris is Yosef HaTzadik. But he wasn't successful. He wasn't Shem Abriz. He was watching to see when he'd be able to be alone with the wife of Tifera. Could be he spritzed himself with some aftershave. And he was going there to do an Aveira. According to this man Dami, he was going there to do it, which this Sfarim HaKadoshim understand is Pshat. He was going there to do an Aveira. See, he's Shem Abriz. He gets the six hakafa. He gets shishi. That's yisod. What kind of yisod is that? It has a very big crack in it, the yisod. That day with the wife of Potiphar, there's a crack in the yisod.
Umidah zu shel shmiras habris umidosu shel Yosef HaTzadik davka v'lo umidosu shel Yaakov Avinu.
So what Ramatl is explaining, and he's saying that through this we should understand and have chizik and nechama. To have chizik and nechama. Because this is the pnimius of what happened there. It's also brought down gematria b'shem b'yichai, it's tischazik. That the chizik comes, the tischazik comes from learning the pnimius and understanding what's really happening here.
V'emesir kiadrav. V'maisa ze gufa husheba Yosef al madreges tzadikis adov. But of course Chazal tell us that it's davke on that day, even though he went to bed miserable crying, it's davke on that day that he became tzadikis adov. Not before that. That's when he was, not when he was telling his brothers off, not when he was, not when he was the yeshiva bach, you know, with his steiging, with his sitzes out. It's on that day, when it wasn't, it was the worst day of his life, in terms of his own kedusha. It was the worst day of his life. It's the day that he looked at himself as having messed up everything. And on that day, that's when he started Yisodola. V'kad m'chein lo ha yesh madrega zu. And before he wasn't on that madrega. Lule ma'ise zeh lo ha yesh bala olam. And if not for that ma'isa, he never would have been able to come to the madrega of tzadik yisodol. And we have to believe that it's the same way with us, and it's the same way with our children. In a bishar shara Yosef ki nichshol b'pgam zeh, when Yosef saw that he was nichshol in this b'gam, as a bevada hay lo mokim lachshov ki hu kvar over the gamre, sobbing and crying. Because there's no, it must have been that his first instinct when he was running away and he just was leaving that place, it was, and he was running, how did he run out? It was bizyonis. It must be that he felt avud legamre. Here, I'm not wearing a ksoinis pasim, you understand? The one who had the ksoinis pasim, which we can't be mastic what that was, that levush. He's running out without any clothing. He's running out without any clothing, like some Michigan, you know, some like teenager that was caught by the parents, you know, at a party or something. And that's Yosef HaTzadik. He's running around like that. So he ovud legamrei, a ganzen ovud. So everything that the Zohar would ever say about what happened, Yosef HaTzadik had in his head all the terrible, terrible, strong lashonos of being completely finished. Forget about the Madreg of Tzadik Yisod Olam. I'm not even like an Elef Yid. And it's her fault. Why is it her fault? Well, she's a chayra. But why did I do that? Why did I go to be alone with her in the house? I know that she's a chayra. She's a married person. What am I doing? What was I doing? What was I thinking? So forget about tzadik yisod olam. Must have just wanted to be a nice yeshiva bacher again. I don't have to be tzadik yisod olam. That's for sure gone, tzadik yisod olam. Just want to be like a regular nice person. Ve'eshes Potifar achein tov sa'oseh be'bigdo. That's what it says in Pasuk. Bigdo miloshem begido. Chazal tell us, when she grabbed his clothing, Chazal learned, it's a loshen of begido, which means treason. V'ahinu, ashi omolo, kim kevan she'nichshol be'begido zu, shuv efshalei lipol oid el guf ha'maaseh. But she was saying to him, she said, listen, big tzaddik, you're already not the person your parents thought you are, because you know, and I know, that all you want is to be together with me, and you know that that's how you planned out this whole day, and you've been thinking about this for a long time, and you know that you came here to be with me, because you're a bogate, because you're not a person that is, you're not a person that's faithful to what you believe in. You're not faithful to your family. You're not faithful to your God. You're a bogey. So let's face it, that's who you are. So why can't we have some fun? You're a bogey. That's all you are. That's what it means. Tafsa oisa bebigdo. She got him on that weak point. On that weak point. And that nekuda that he's a bogey. Bebigdo. She got him on that. She got him on that point. And the svara is very simple. Listen, you're already a tzaddik is not. You're already a bogey. So we might as well continue. Du krabi meilo ovad es hakol. Anyway, everything's fafal. So since everything is already fafal, you're already not the person you thought you were. You're already far from that. So at this point, you're going to run away. So we might as well go through with it. So what happened at that moment was unbelievable. With all of these svaras, and with all the hachanis that he made himself to do this. He left that nekuda of bigdo, of treason, of unfaithfulness, he left it with her. When it says Vayonach Bigdai Etzlo, Vayonach Bigdai, he was saying the following. He was saying, I'm not happy with what's happened here today. But I'm not going to allow this Maisa that happened, I'm not going to allow this to redefine me as a person who be'etzem is a bogeid. To reclassify me as somebody who is a bogeid, who is a traitor, who's be'etzem ra, who's be'etzem in my essence, not the person my father thinks that I am. I'm not going to allow that to happen. That means vayonach bigdai etzla. He left it over there. And Vayonis Veitza Chutz. Vahainu. Ashu Oma Ki Begida Zu Ein La Shaychus Eilav. Not that I didn't do something wrong. Not that I shouldn't have come. I shouldn't have been there. But it happened. And I'm not going to now allow that to take over my life and to change my way of looking at who I am and what my tachlis is moving forward. I'm not going to let that happen. Vein Zeila In Yonish Shalah. You're a Chayera. And I'm Yosef HaTzadik. So I know what you say. You're just as bad as me. Just like the Maaser with Reb Elazar ben Dodai, right? In Avodah Zarah. So you're a big tzaddik. You're just as bad as me. You're better than me. Why are you better than me? Ve'ein ze ele in yonah shalah. Shehi zu shetofsa oisa bekach. You were the one, meaning the Eishes Potiphar, you were able to get to that sensitive, vulnerable point in me. You were able to find that vulnerable point in me, that weak point in me. You have such a koyach, like our generation has, over the chevra, to find that nekuda of weakness, because that's the koyach of the Sitra Achra. Doesn't mean that I'm fine being here in this situation, but it means it's not be'etzem who I am. And I know that according to who I am and the way that I was raised, the person that I am, I never ever could have done such a thing and would have done such a thing. And the later on, Midbarer, with everything that it brought into the world, what happened to him, that he's tzaddik is a lola. You know, Al-Kach, Omer Chazal, Ki b'schar v'yonis v'yitza chutza, nema hayom ro v'yonis. So everybody knows, Chazal tells us, that the schar, v'yonis v'yitza chutza, when he ran away from her, so hayom ro v'yonis. Chazal say, what did the ocean see? The Yamsuf that it split, it saw the Atzmus Yosef. It saw the bones of Yosef Atzad. It's an unbelievably deep teaching from Chazal. It's Vayonis Vayetze. It's Hayom Ra Vayonis. That the ocean saw this and ran away. The ocean ran away because Yosef Atzadik ran away. It was the ocean, the water didn't drown the Jewish people. Either was a taina, halolu avdei avodah zarah, halolu avdei avodah zarah, right? The Tsar, Shel Mitzrayim, whatever, there was a taina in Shemayim that the angel had. Why are the Egyptians being drowned? Why aren't the Jews being drowned?
An Egyptian is no different. A Jew is no different than an Egyptian. And that's how Yosef Tzadik felt that day also. B'shas Maisa, how am I different than any other Egyptian? All the other Egyptians are messing around with girls, and so do I. All the other Egyptians go wait for the husband to leave, and they sneak in. So I'm also an Egyptian. And the Chazal tell us, Vayonis Ve'etzah Chutzah, the same way, Yosef Tzadik, Vayonis Ve'etzah, Hayom Rav Yonis. So the taina that the Jews should be drowned in the ocean, which was a svara, seemed to be a svara, a good svara that the Sarash Mitzrayim had. Why should the Egyptians get drowned? Why is it the Jews are able to go? And this is something that we can't explain to the world. And the second that the word comes out, or you say that some such a thing that Jews are different, or there's somebody that was created, that Am Yisrael was created in a different way. Of course, that can't work nowadays with anybody. That doesn't work. But the same way that Yosef HaTzadik is be'etzem Shomer HaBris, even at that worst moment of his life, the Jewish people in Mitzrayim were the Jewish people. Aye, what about Memtash Ha'etuma, and they would have been destroyed, and it was the last moment and everything. All of this, all of that is something that the Bari Olam, the Manhig, Kol Olam is orchestrating and pulling strings and moving things around in such a way. The Memtash Ha'etuma that he brought us, why did he bring us such a thing? Why couldn't Yaakov Avinu, why couldn't the others stay in Eretz Yisrael? Why the whole Inyan of Mitzrayim? Why did it happen with Yosef Tzadik that Hashem made such a thing that Yosef Tzadik had to be sent to Mitzrayim? And now that he the whole thing, so let's say, whatever, he had to go to Mitzrayim. So now, why can't Sefer Bereishis end with Yosef saying, Yosef making a call to Nefesh B'Nefesh and working on getting his papers set, and he's going back to Aliyah, he's got his lift made, and he's going back to his brothers. Why, Yosef wanted to be a Mishnah Lamela. Yosef cared at all about being some macher in Mitzrayim? Yosef cared about such things. So why doesn't everything go back to Eretz Yisrael and let's continue with the program? Everything, let's continue the program. The terrorists, because that wasn't the program, and they were unable to do that. The program was Mitzrayim, just like the program was Spain and Poland and the other. It's the program, and the program in Gan Eden was, as we learned, the program was leaving Gan Eden. That's the program. And you could kick and scream and cry and yell, but that's the program. And there are things that were set mi lichat chila to be that way. Again, that's only in the world of, if you don't look into the world of Rabbi Shem Yochai, what we're saying now sounds like it's apikorsis, which chalila, it's not. This in this form, it's Rabbi Shem. Why not build Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael? What was the matter? Why everybody coming over to Mitzrayim? And Vayichi Yaakov, Eretz Yisrayim. Vayichi Yaakov, Zachias, in Mitzrayim. Rashi says, these were the best years of his life. Could you imagine such a thing? Could you ever imagine like putting the Chavetz Chaim like in Las Vegas, like, and saying, and Chavetz Chaim saying, that's gewaldig. It's the best years of my life. It's the greatest tragedy of my life. It's the greatest calamity of my life, of my existence. I'm ending my life in such a place, not in Yerushalayim. This is where I'm ending my life, in this place. And from this comes a Kriyas Yamsuf. The Ba'isa Shah, who Shazocha Yaisa Mvegas Tzadig Yisod Olam, Mashalahoya came mitchila. Let's just finish this paragraph fast. The whole Kriyas Yamsuf Babaschar, Mashal Achish and Nichol Yosef in Ehu Loinis Bolmikach. I'm sure that Hashem gave him a little bit of time to cry and to lick his wounds and to feel bit, but he mamish was mechazik himself, and he wasn't nispol from this, and that's when he became Tzadik Yisraelim, that he didn't allow that kilkel, that mistake, to take him off course. He just weiter, just to keep on going. Not to get him off course. Elohu nos ve'yetza chutzah. That's the right thing to do. How did I get to this house to begin with? What am I doing here with this lady in this room like this? That's not the cheshbon right now. Later on, you could Yom Kippur, you could think about it. But now, get out of here. Just keep on going.
And the
only thing that gave him the strength to do that is because he knew that Be'etzem, this is not who I am. And I'm not going to get dragged into this any further. I already messed up something on his madrega. I'm not getting dragged into this any further.
Lo yitochen lo yimek hu ovad es madrigoso.
And we see that even though in his madrega, he was paygame bibris. Chazal say, the 10 drops, he was paygame bibris,
which the Zohar says there's no tikkun for. The Zohar says it's very hard that there should be such a tikkun for this. It's the worst aver in the world. The worst aver in the world. It's brought down to Shulchan Aruch. It's the worst aver there is.
So if it's the worst aver it is, then how come Yosef is tzaddik yisadol? It was the worst aver there is. And it is the worst aver. So then why is he tzaddik yisadol?
Shreyezo atzmi yusa.
Because not only was what happened out of character with Yosef at tzaddik, but through that he was megala the true character of tzaddik. The true character of tzaddik is that no matter what he goes through in this world, he never, ever, ever is brought to that place where he loses his faith, his belief in who he is be'etzem. That he's good. That he's good. And why he was created. That's what we have to bring our children to believe in. That's what they have to believe in. That's the midah of tzaddik yisadol. Not the perfect record. The imperfect record that doesn't bring me to believe that I'm incapable of perfection. Which is a stira. Doesn't make any sense at all. Either it's perfect or it's imperfect. Doesn't make sense. That's emunah. V'yevshol sagim eno atzim yuzu. V'afim hu eno roya ha'eich hino l'maisa oime b'dover. Even in reality, like he doesn't see that he lost his perfect record. It's not my cheshbon. My record. That's not my cheshbon, the record.
Davadayesh lo yitochen shu pogam be'etzem binyan zeh.
He saw himself that it can't be that I damaged the etzem of who I am and what I was created to do. It can't be.
Mikaven shehem and Yosef b'kedushas azu, since he believed in this kedusha and who he be'etzem is. Hina aydeze yotza kedusha zum and hakayach lapol. This kedusha then became fully revealed. Vazenase Yosef b'chinas tzaddik yisodon became tzaddik yisodon. Ve'elon lamaisa ke'inyan kedushas habris tolu b'yosef b'diyazu. So we see that the inyan kedushas habris depends mostly upon this yidia. Sheyedah adam ki ha'emes hi shehinah shem habris. Not on the record. Kedushas Habris from this parasha, and the way it's understood, what Ramatul is saying off this from the Sfarim HaKadoshim, that Kedushas Habris is not a matter of the past and your record, but on this idea that Be'etzem, no matter what has happened to you, you're a Shema Habris. And that there are things, there are tikkunim, and all you have to do is work as hard as you can on the future, on making yourself better, and that whatever happened in the past, that was something that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was putting me through, like he put the Jews into Egypt. He put me into Egypt. And why did he introduce me to my own? I have my own Potiphar's wife that he introduced me to. Because why do you have to introduce me to that girl? And all my responsibility is for not what happened yesterday, but right now, get out of the situation I'm in. Even if it means there's going to be a partial pagam, because there's going to be some embarrassing thing that happens, and it's not perfect. Doesn't make a difference. I'm not going to end up together with this girl. I'm getting out of here. So the svar is, what do you mean? You already did something with a girl. Well, you already came to the house to be with her, and both of you are like this. Look at the mass of you, and you're here without your clothing. And so what do you mean? So you might as well finish the inyan. Because anyway, it's a foul. The Yosef HaTzadik came to that part, place in himself, and he said, no. Ani lo avud. And I have right now b'chir chavshis. And my bechira right now is to run away from this. And then after this is all finished, he looks back and realizes that he didn't have the bechira of getting to that matzav. But he did have the bechira to get out of that matzav. That's all. That's the matzav. And you could ask Akasha, and everybody can ask, it doesn't work out according to Sir Isaac Newton, this whole parasha. No. Sir Isaac Newton wasn't a Jew, he was a fine person, wasn't a Jew. That's what he's saying, to explain this. But anybody that learns Tanakh and anybody that learns Pnimis HaTorah and understands Torah
through the eyes of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, knows that this is the emes lamita. Yosef is tzadik gadol, not Yaakov Avinu. My job is right now, what could I do to be better? This moment that I'm in, can I do something about this? And Yosef said, I can. And he ran. And tomorrow I'm not going to go to the house with this girl. Whatever it is, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to try my hardest not to do that ever again in the rest of my life. I'll try my hardest. I know how am I going to live with myself knowing that I did all of that? After a person is Isaac and working on now and tomorrow, he tries to work. So what happened yesterday is Aloha Isaac Shuli. Aloha Isaac Shuli. Hatov, Hashem Hatov Yichaper Ba'adi. Hashem Ba'ganu Gazanu Gandhi. Finished. Haraitzu B'tshuva. I'm done. Weiter. Not to think back, not to dwell back, not to be Isaac in the Inyan. B'chlal, 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 not to be Isaac in the. And then you can ask, but it says in this safe, you're supposed to be your whole life thinking of being miserable and broken. Don't look at that safe. Don't look at the safe, put the Svarim away. The Svarim that were once very, very, very important to us, and now should never, ever be looked into, ever. They should be put into the shelf, and should be put with a thing through it, and locked, not to look into those Svarim. And those Rebbeim who still feel that they have some sort of a chiyuv to show this from to the boys, they should also be locked in the same closet. Put into the same closet with those svarim. There are svarim now that should not be looked at. The Moreh Nevuchim once saved the Jewish people. When the Rambam was Kodesh V'Torah, the Rambam wrote that to save Am Yisrael. And he wrote Moreh Nevuchim to save the Jewish people, right? Because at that time, that was the Inyan. It wasn't the wife of Potiphar. It was the Inyan of philosophy. That was Aristotle. That was the Inyan. And the Rambam, Harash Shah, the Rambam wrote that, and he saved Am Yisrael. And we love the Rambam. The Rambam is we kiss the Rambam's feet. But am I now going to sit down with my grandchildren and say, let's have a chavrusa Moreh Nevuchim? The answer is not. No. And anybody that does that, in my opinion, is making a terrible mistake. Terrible mistake. Confusion. Are you saying the Moreh Nevuchim is not true? Chas v'chilu, the Rambam wrote it. The Moreh Nevuchim wrote it. That was for that moment in time. It's not for now. It's not for now. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have this Svarim HaKadoshim. B'chlal no shayches to these inyanim with philosophy and all these chakiris. B'chlal, b'chlal, b'chlal. Look, Gamri Rachok, it's far from us, these inyanim. It's far from us. All of these things, all of these Svarim. For people to become scholars or to look and to think that they're scholars and to look up these things, Moreh Nevuchim, b'chlal no. Not that you shouldn't have one in the house, and it could be it's a big shmir in the house to have something like that, but you put it in some place and you lock it. And that's how it should be with the past. There are things in the past that should just be put someplace and should be locked in that place. Why don't you just throw it out? It's humbling to remember that it's in the closet, you know? A person has to be humble. And that's how the Alter Rebbe explained, Chatasi Kenegdi Samhid. Kenegdi doesn't mean in my face. Kenegdi means far away. It doesn't mean in my face. But a person should remember that he has his... He knows such a thing, that he has some interesting things in the past. But they're in the closet and they're locked. But not to open up the closet. To leave it alone. If we could be there, if we could be as forgiving as Hashem is with us, if we could be so forgiving with ourselves and with other people, it would be a much happier world. The malchus of sadness always goes into that closet. The malchus of sadness is always trying to pull out things from that place. And you could find support for all of those things in the svarim that are working in the world of chitzaynis. Now, I'm not talking about the Rambam. But all of the svarim that you could find nowadays, lots and lots of books like this, and the teachers talking like this. But from the world of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is Bayuchai b'kodesh hakadosha. Rabbi Shimon's inyan in this world was to take every single Jew and to bring him into that place of who he really is, which is called Bayuchai b'kodesh hakadosha. A Jew is kodesh kadosha. A Yid is kodesh kadosha. And to live in that belief and that metzias is the only way that we and our children could overcome Erevis Mitzrayim. Hashem should be matzliach b'yadeinu every single minute. Amen.